D9B, mobile monitoring. D9B, good morning. KF4NXY,
David. Good to hear you this morning. I heard you earlier up there on the mountain, but I did when I get involved with a bunch of static and everything, and I go back to that big old hole. But I'm down the state line now, coming down 25. Good to hear you this morning. Hope you're doing well. NC9V.
You may have a little static on your end, but you into the repeater real good. I got a good copy on you.
Thank you. Hope you're having a good day. You're always full quality. Never had a problem copying you in the repeater. But hope you had a great weekend. Get anything done over the weekend?
Last weekend didn't really do a whole lot, but I'm going to try and do something this coming weekend. If it don't rain, I'm going to try and put the boat in the water Friday.
The other side of the boat. That's a good one. Yeah, I tell you, the weather, it's talking about highs of 70-something. I'm tempted to bring mine down and wood the other side of it, too. I heard some fish over there got my name on them, but I never can seem to find them little suckers.
Yeah, I like to take the pontoon and try and fish. I'm not that great a fisherman. I seldom catch anything. I just like a good excuse to put the boat in the water. But, yeah, I usually go to Lake Russell, and I kind of like it down there. It's pretty quiet, and it's not that crowded most of the time. Now, the last time I was down there, they were having some kind of tournament or something, man. That lake was kind of packed, but most of the time it's not too bad.
I'm probably going to sound a little ignorant on this one, but where is Lake Russell? I heard it talked about a lot, but I can't remember where it's at. I've never been on it.
Your South Carolina line, go down around Elberton. It's the best area I can tell you that it's at. The state parks down there, and it's there, and there's a marina on the lake, and that's about the only two places you can put in at, really, that it's really safe to put in at to leave your boat and trailer. I give them $5 for going in there, and I don't worry about nobody messing with my truck or trailer while I'm out on the lake.
It's always a concern of mine. I'm not really kind of particular about leaving my truck and my trailer, but I'm on the truck. Of course, you can't really haul a boat without a trailer, right? assuming that is the lake below Hartwell, you know where Hart Park is? I love that area there. Is it above that?
I think so. I'm not real familiar with Hartwell. I don't go there, but I go to Greenwood sometimes, but Hartwell's a good lake to go to, but like I say, we enjoy the Lake Russell. We go down there with a bunch of guys. We'll get together and rent a cabin and stay there several days, and you got a dock right there at your cabin, and you split the cost. Usually works out to about $1,000 for a week, and you split that between four or five guys. And you got a kitchen and a den, TV, and a couple of bedrooms, and it's not a really expensive trip.
Do a little bit of a pause there. Kent wants to get in there, or Patrick, but. Yeah, I don't, what's the name of the state park? I know Elijah Clark, they have a state park, it's Georgia State Park on the Georgia side, just outside of McCormick, and I guess the other side would be, I can't remember the name of the town, a small town, but the wife and I are really partial about the Elijah Clark State Park, and I guess that's Lake Strom Thurmond, or Elijah Clark Lake. Who depended on which side of the the state you're in, I guess. South Carolina calls it Strom Thurmond, and Georgia calls it Elijah Clark. So we really like that area. That's a really nice state park. You're in the middle of nowhere. It's peaceful, quiet. Then they have cabins there that you can rent. We usually take the fifth wheel. And I've yet to put my boat on that lake, but I think I'm going to do it this summer.
Clark's Hill, KN4TFW.
You come on in. Yeah, the one at Lake Russell's is Russell B. something State Park, I think is the actual name of it. Y'all go ahead, pick it up, KF4NXY.
Ken, you're all right. It is Clark's Hill. If you're on the Georgia side, that's what they call it.
For how many times you try to change the name, it's always going to be what it used to be, right? How are you doing today?
Doing good. Good to hear you in there. Hope you had a great weekend. And we need to plan a trip to go to that campground. You can bring your camper, bring ours, and I'll bring the boat, and we'll have a good old time.
Pretty good. Let it get just a hair warmer, and we can definitely do it. I was looking yesterday down at the beach. I saw there was some openings down on Edisto, which is really hard to get into in April.
W2JKT,
C9V.
Good morning, Eric. KN4GFW.
KF4NXY.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you all doing this morning?
KF4NXY.
Good morning, Patrick in C9V.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4TFW.
We're here just trying to get the day started.
Weekend. It's been holidays, huh?
I guess.
Any work on those holidays?
Something else.
Not his old boss when he worked for himself.
What do you copy on that?
Making fun of his old boss when he worked for himself.
Incidentally, off topic, but I found out what happened to the Confederate flag that used to fly over the intersection of 26 and 85.
Another judge overruled them and said they needed to take it down, so now they got to go to another judge so they can put it back up, I guess.
They have a flagpole that's 30 feet high, and they built it without the permit, so, they got a little trouble for it.
A gambit world.
The stone guy. Over there and easily on 123.
Nation of laws. You think we have too many?
Go by the common sense one.
It's hard to find common sense anymore, so I don't know about all that.
What's wrong with that flag where some people just didn't like it? I can finally find a place with some kerosene cans. Pick them up this weekend, so I just got to swap them out and bring yours back.
Ken, like I said, I've got other cans if I need some.
Come in there, Patrick.
Oh.
Same thing. Are you anxious to get that thing back?
I took it down and was going to have it painted, and then they took it apart and done more to it, and we found more wrong with it. It's just been one thing after another. And so it was just being a simple paint job turned into a lot more.
A nice truck, though, what it's done in C9B.
It'll be really nice. It's just getting it done.
My dad's old truck in tomorrow to get it painted.
Going on my truck, too, that needs to be fixed.
1995 Ford truck. Got a lot of parking lot scratches on it, and There's a guy up around Wilford that got to paint my mom's Lincoln Town car. It'd been in a hailstorm, and he really got it coming out looking pretty good. So, anyway, that's my two cents. KF4NXY, back to the group.
With the pennies, you got to go up to a nickel now. That's your nickel's worth.
You got rid of the pennies altogether.
But people are hoarding pennies now because they think they're going to be worth something someday.
I'm guilty of that, Eric. I've got a whole jar full of them at home. Some coin stars are like, I need to bring those things in and get them swapped out.
Not so rarely anymore that it really doesn't matter to me at all that they don't have pennies anymore.
Check out the other day at the grocery store. It became the Grand Inquisition. Do you want to donate to this? Do you want to round up to that? Do you want cash back? I'm like, my goodness, gotta just check out. You went to what's the name of that store? Patrick probably knows it up off Fleming Street. Is it a Go Grocery? I don't know what it is, but man. You pull your buggy up to the thing, and they still have cashiers, and the cashier takes your stuff out of the buggy, brings it up, and bags it, and puts it back in another buggy. You don't even have to touch your groceries. I'm like, man, I forgot how this was.
What that one is, it's either Get Go or Save More, one of the two, and both of them, yeah, but you still got cashiers in there to take care of you, and bag boys.
Save More, you got it. Likes the Brunswick stew, Castleberries, Save More has it. That's the only place we can find it. And it actually was $4 something a can. Last time we bought it, it's down to $3 something now a can. Honestly, y'all missed a good ham fest down in Orlando this weekend. Man, it was nice. We didn't go both days. We only went Friday. But we had a great time. Actually won something. I can't believe it.
$100 gift card, didn't you?
I couldn't believe it. And my good old friend Scott hooked me up. But I tell you, I wonder where he's at this morning. Into SWJ. In C9P. For the Huntsville, Alabama Ham Fest. And they were looking to make up some shirts. And they actually stopped getting away into one of the buildings. Me and the wife had our matching shirts on. And you want to take a picture of our shirts? You really liked them.
The camera probably didn't work after taking your picture, though, did it?
Diesel fuel up there, Airport Road, the Ingalls up there is $3.09 a gallon, Patrick.
I don't need any right now, but that's 30 cents, basically 30 cents a gallon cheaper, 20 to 30, than anywhere else up here.
Stuff's almost $3.24 as a Sam's Club. 35 minutes ago. It may have changed since then. It's up there. The new one, up there in Upward Road, they were the cheapest there for about, a week or two. They'll back up everybody else now.
I'm here. I want you to look at me, and then a couple weeks later, don't worry about it. We're the same as everybody else.
And Florida, I didn't realize this. The wife pointed this out to me. You passed 3 Buc-ee's on the way down to Orlando, and one of the Buc-ee's we stopped at, actually at Daytona. Their fuel was $1.77 a gallon. If you got the full works car wash. I went to $2.77 a gallon, which is poor compared to everybody else there. Now, you know when you're getting older.
Full prices.
Man, you stay on the beach at Daytona Beach, and you never go down to the beach. In the flea market, we actually found some humongous drink holders that also had a phone holder built in, which I've converted over to be my radio head holder in my car, in my truck. So I use it, actually sits in this cup holder, but it has a cup holder on it. So you don't lose a cup holder, you actually gain a bigger one. I don't travel with a little petite one. Is it a 4 ouncer? Maybe it's a 40 ouncer, I don't know. 32 maybe? I'm out here at work and letting somebody else pick it up. So they all went quiet on us. Y'all have a great day. Good talking to y'all. 73. Get you a little bit further down the pike. NC 9V.
Okay. KO4HK.
73, Leon. Be safe out there. KN4 TFS.
Great day. Drive safe. WTJKT.
Leon, KF4NXY.
Eric, I got your the desk I got from you put up this weekend. Looks like it's going to work out pretty good.
Served me well for about 20 years. It'll probably serve you for another 20.
A little bit, but yeah, maybe it'll serve me for another 20. Got plenty of room on it, that's for sure.
Get my desk at Honeywell, and I liked it when I took it home, so... Yeah, just got no room for it now, so, yeah.
What use of it, so I just thought I'd let you know.